Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good to have you with us today. Dog's going absolutely daft here below me because I've got a treat for him. It's pretty gruesome, I have to confess. It's amazing what you get nowadays in pet shops. Years ago, it was just dog biscuits and dog food and cat food. But nowadays, you get all sorts of things. Pig's ears and cow's ears. And this here, which is actually a deer's leg. So I trust it's been harvested ethically, and Tozer's sitting down here and he's looking at me. And I hadn't thought about doing a devotional about this until I brought it home. I just thought it was going to be a treat for the dog. And then I began to think there's a verse in the Bible about the hind's foot or the deer's foot. And I'm just going to give it to the dog here and he'll probably take it up the garden somewhere and you'll see him in the background. But the psalmist David, in Psalm 18 and Psalm 18 and verse number 33, the psalmist says, "He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon mine high places." He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, or like the foot of a deer. He makes me sure-footed, even like the deer. Now, it is always the will of God that the Christian goes forward. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." And it's ever the will of God that the child of God, the Christian, goes forward in their Christian life. The psalmist in Psalm 24 likens it unto ascending the hill of the Lord. Who shall ascend into the hill of God? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. And the psalmist recognizes that in and of himself, he's not able to ascend the hill of God. He's not able to stand upon the mountaintop with God, because our feet are prone to slide, and we're prone to falling in and of ourselves. But the psalmist is absolutely sure, absolutely convinced, that the Lord is able to make his feet like hinds' feet. Now, the interesting thing about clean animals in Scripture, there were two things that distinguished or marked out the clean animal. And in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 4 through 6, we see those marks recognized. There was an inward mark, and that was that the clean animal, it chewed the cud. And then there was the outward mark, and that was the mark of the cloven hoof. And both those things had to come together. Chewing the cud was an inward mark. It reminds us of the necessity of receiving with meekness the engrafted word, meditating upon it, chewing it over, getting the nutrients, the goodness out of it, chewing the cud, meditating upon the word of God. And then the cloven hoof, that's the outward sign. And it's not hard to discern whenever an animal leaves its footprint in the ground to determine whether it's a cloven hoof or not. And the cloven hoof speaks of our walk. The cloven hoof is separated. So the child of God has a separated walk. So it's not only an internal thing, but an external thing. But that cloven hoof is well designed by our God as well, because it enables the animal that has the cloven hoof to stand in slippery places. For a few years I lived in Australia and somebody gifted me once with a pet goat. I made a little kennel for it, just like a doghouse with a pitched roof. And that little goat, because it had the cloven hoof, was able to jump and stand right upon the pitched roof of that dog kennel. And so it is with the deer. The deer is not only swift of foot, the deer is a very fast animal, but it's also sure-footed. It's able to stand upon the mountainside. It's able to stand on slippery places. And that's something that only God can do for us. Jude says he is able to keep us from falling. So the Christian ought to have a desire of heart, make it their prayer, to have the foot or the hoof like the deer, so that we can be swift and beautiful for thee. Do you remember how the hymn writer said that? "Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee." David made mention of that in Psalm 42. "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." swiftness and also stability. And the cloven hoof, the foot of the deer, enables it to be stable, sure-footed. And the Christian in these days that we're living in, these closing days of time, whenever many people are sliding back as a backsliding heifer, the Christian needs to be stable, sure-footed, standing in the promises of Christ our King. That speaks of conviction. What a prayer. What a conviction. What a certainty and assurance David had. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. He setteth me upon my high places. Right there on the mountainside, on the hilltop with God. Ascending the hill of God, swift to obey the Lord. Stability in the Christian life. And it's only the Lord can make us to be like this. In and of ourselves, we have to confess, as the Saviour said, without Him, we can do nothing. But He's able to make our feet like hinds' feet. Thank you for listening, and we trust that you'll join us again next time.